Shabbos and good afternoon. This is Kestutis Davidus, and you're listening to Independent Lithuanian Radio here on KTYM 1460 on your AM dial and live streaming audio via the internet at ktym.com. Well, thanks again for tuning in this afternoon to Independent Lithuanian Radio. You know, I was traveling a lot in the last couple of weeks. God, it's beautiful in the Midwest. I was up in Michigan and southern Michigan, especially near Ohio. The tree colors are changing. Oh, my God, I felt like I was in Lietuva. It was so beautiful out in the countryside. I mean, incredible. Another 2 or 3 weeks, it's going to just be completely explosions in color. And then another week after that, it'll probably be too late. And you'll have a nice grim winter, but at least you can see everything except the trees blocking the way. Also, I had a chance. You know, it's funny how things sort of gel. You remember the movie Braveheart? Yeah, you remember Braveheart. You know, 2.5 hours of action and excitement. And Mel Gibson. You know, so I had forgotten the movie. I really had. I was like, well, I've seen it before. I put it on. I watched the scenes where he grows up and then where he becomes a leader because of the way he is viciously treated by the occupiers. And he raises an army, and he fights them, and he wins. And in the end, he is sold out. Look at your Lithuanian history. Look at the relationships between the brothers Vytautas and Jogaila. And the sellouts that went on then, because they did. We weren't always unified. We weren't always unified. Thank God we are now. We'll be right back. I've been telling you how pretty it is in southern Michigan and Ohio, so we might as well catch up and segue into the weather in Lithuania. Tonight, it's going to be 49 degrees. Tomorrow, a high of 55, and by Tuesday, a high of 59. And then the weather is going to drop, the temperature is going to drop, and the highs will not get out of the 40s for the rest of the week. The 30s will be hit by Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, November 3rd. Little bit of ice on the road, perhaps, so watch out. It's getting into the dangerous driving season in Vilnius, the capital of Lithuania. By the way, I'd like to apologize in advance. I picked up a little bug when I was traveling, so I'm a little slow on my feet today. But here's something we've been covering for months, And a couple of weeks ago, covered the story where Chevron pulled out of the deal to drill for shale oil gas in Lithuania. Okay, Chevron pulled out. The only company in the world, a United States high-quality company with all the environmental protections, pulls out. Why do they pull out? They pull out because bribes were asked of them in the end after they got the tender offer. Bribes. I have it on good authority. And on top of that, they changed the rules of the game and the environmental restrictions of how they had to work. This is the dumbest idea ever. Remember what I told you about Braveheart in the beginning? We get sold out all the time by the interest, by the corrupt interests who try to run the country and control the money. That's all it's about. All the people can leave. All the kids can leave. There can be no unemployment. But we want our bribe so that we can get Chevron in. Now, listen to this. The Environment Ministry to decide next week whether to issue new shale gas tender. Did you hear that? They're going to decide whether to issue a new shale gas tender. A commission of Lithuania's Environment Ministry should decide early next week whether to issue a new tender for the exploration of shale resources in Lithuania, according to Environment Minister Valentinas Mazuronis said Sunday. I'd like to meet him one-to-one over a drink at a cocktail lounge. Well, we'd find out a lot at that point. As far as I know, if the commission allows the terms and conditions governing the issue of the tender, those terms and conditions stipulate that the commission has two options if there are no bidders. Well, they had one. To cancel the tender altogether, he says. Or if it decides to issue a new call, I believe it should be some kind of follow-up to the first one, said the minister. If the commission decides to continue with the tender, all companies matching the qualifying criteria could participate therein, said Mazuronis. There you go. More companies coming in. Guess what kind of companies? You think companies like Chevron are going to be in this? It will be an open tender and nobody is banned from taking part. Unfortunately, there was just one bidder remaining in the first tender and it decided to pull out. Unfortunately, why? It would be nice if there were more bidders in the first stage. The U.S. Energy Chevron notified the Lithuanian government in early October that it withdrew from the offer and would not explore for shale gas in Lithuania, because they found out what a bunch of corrupt bastards are trying to run everything. Okay, follow-up story. A tender for shale gas exploration in Lithuania should be resumed, the Prime Minister believes. We had such as case in Lithuania, and I think it would be good if there were no more such cases. Speaking about shale gas exploration, each country should know whether it actually has such assets in its territory or not. I think there were many emotions instead of logic and common sense. I'd say that the tender should be resumed and continued, and I think it would be a signal for new investors, said Algirdas Butkevičius on Lithuanian radio on Tuesday. Lithuania's authorities were discussing that with influential figures, also from the U.S., he said. And we are talking to certain influential figures from the United States of America. On Saturday, I had breakfast with Ronald Lauder, president of the World Jewish Congress, and we notified them about this case where Chevron had withdrawn from Lithuania due to too many legislative amendments adopted before declaring the winner of the tender, Butkevičius said. You know what that means? They changed the rules in the middle of the game. U.S. energy company Chevron, which was the sole bidder in the shale gas exploration tender, notified the government early in October that it would withdraw from the tender due to unfavorable tax environment in the country and would not explore for shale gas in Lithuania. They leave out the little part about the bribe to start drilling. The tender was issued last year, and Chevron submitted its bid in February when the government was entirely different. The Parliament, or Seimas in May, tightened shale gas exploration and production procedures in response to opposition from the public and some politicians. Chevron's representatives then said that the search for shale gas might require more investment from the U.S. company, and it would take more time as a result of legislative amendments. Moreover, politicians mulled a possibility to impose a 40% basic tax on shale gas, which would be the heaviest levy in the world. You get that? A 40% tax on what they extract from the ground after all their investment, the heaviest rate in the world. This is insane, the people who are running Lithuania.
Și
Now, as if we didn't have enough problems with corruption in our own country, we are surrounded by enemies. The Russians are coming. The Russians are coming. Start paying attention. Start listening to this program. Start reading your other press. Start talking to your friends. Get aware again, okay? Because freedom in Lithuania is the exception to the rule. We were ruled by the Tsars till 1918. We were ruled by the Soviets for 50 years. Our freedom is on the line. It's coming from all directions. Lithuanian President Dada Grybauskaitė said on Friday, Russia's pressure ahead of the upcoming Eastern Partnership Summit is uncivilized. According to the president, trade restrictions against Lithuania. There's a trade war going on, by the way. You haven't been listening. Ukraine, Moldova, and Georgia were political measures, and the issue discussed at the Friday meeting of the European Council. So the president of Lithuania just called Russia uncivilized. This kind of language, this kind of rhetoric is escalating. One could not even imagine in the 21st century that such an uncivilized trade, cyber attacks, and other measures could be used down to such great pressure, the president told journalists after the meeting in Brussels. The fact that Russia used similar measures against many countries united Europe and opened the eyes of other countries who had not been paying attention. Vilnius will host the EU Partnership Summit in November to consolidate closer relations between the EU and six post-Soviet states who are aligned with Russia, and Russia is against that and warns and wants to expand its customs union. Grybauskaitė said on Friday the upcoming summit would be a historic opportunity and that the the EU, was very close to signing an association agreement with Ukraine, especially if the country's parliament adopts necessary laws for the release of imprisoned ex-Ukrainian Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko. Lithuania is holding the rotating EU presidency into the second half of the year. This is what gives Lithuania the power, the oomph, if you put it that way, the turbocharge to do these sort of things, because the world is watching and they are seeing the uncivilized and nasty Russian bear do its thing. Okay? I have a follow-up story here. President Dada Grybauskaitė, currently attending a European Council meeting in Brussels, briefed the European leaders on preparedness for the Vilnius summit to be held this coming November. The heads of state and government of the EU member states took stock in the progress in European integration made by the EU's eastern partners and discussed the homework these countries must do to be for an EU association agreement to be successfully signed with Ukraine and initialed with Moldova and Georgia at the Vilnius summit. We strongly hope that the Vilnius summit will become a crucial turning point in the EU's relations with its eastern neighbors. The success of the summit largely depends on a strong political will, which must be demonstrated by both the European Union and the eastern partners, according to the president. According to her, one of the key tasks for Ukraine, who is seeking to sign an EU association agreement in Vilnius, is to solve the selective justice problem and Yulia Tymoshenko question. Ukraine also needs to conduct election and prosecution reforms and adopt the necessary amendments to laws pertaining to justice, judiciary, and fighting corruption, as well as improve the business environment. The summit will also seek progress with the EU via visa facilitation for Eastern partners. The president noted, with a view to adopting critical decisions, Lithuania as the EU presiding member state, Ukraine, Moldova, and other Eastern partners face strong external pressures, economic threats, and discriminatory export barriers are aimed to impede Euro integration process and exert influence on the country's determination to choose Europe as their future. The Vilnius Summit will be the third meeting of the Eastern Partnership where EU members and Eastern partners will be represented at the highest level. It is one of the largest and most important events of the Lithuanian EU presidency. Now we continue with this whole topic. There is a trade war going on between Russia and former states that were controlled, occupied, misused by the Soviet Union. E. Lucas headline today, Sunday, remember, I'm sorry, Saturday, from, let's see, where am I getting this? This is a Delphi article. Okay, E. Lucas, buying Lithuanian cheese is good, but it is not good enough. British political and economic analyst Edward Lucas once again urges the public to support Lithuania and other states in the trade war with Russia. There are more ways to express solidarity with Russia's neighbors, not only by buying Lithuanian Džiugas cheese, Ukrainian chocolate, Moldovan wines, Georgian mineral water, and now Lithuanian dairy products. The Russian trade war is a feast for those who love freedom, or at least a picnic. According to him, Russia's goals are obvious. Georgia, Moldova, and the Ukraine should be prevented from signing agreements with the EU, and the EU leading Lithuania also has to be punished. I told you, ladies and gentlemen, that Lithuania will be punished for this a month ago, and here we go. Edward Lucas remembers times when the products of the countries suppressed by Russia were not of impressive quality. The reviewer found dead hornets in Moldovan wine bottles. Georgian wines were far too sweet for Western tastes, and European and Lithuanian cheeses were greasy and indistinguishable from other Soviet cheeses. But now everything has changed for the better, notes Lucas, again recalling his beloved Džiugas cheese. The reviewer notes that the products of the countries boycotted by Russia can easily find their way into other markets. The more solidarity, the better. Here, Lucas calls on all diplomats to provide a good example for existence. The Polish Foreign Office ordered Moldovan brandy to be served during its banquets and receptions. While EU purchasing power against Russia's trade war is very helpful, it is not enough. Russia joined the World Trade Organization but makes fun of the rules. It does not comply. A formal complaint from all Western countries would send a strong signal, he appealed. He notes that the trade war is just one episode of Russia's behavior on a number of formats. Lucas reminds of the persecution of Greenpeace activists and the beating of a Dutch diplomat in Moscow. The later case reminds him of the Russian Federal Security Bureau working methods. Postponement of official visits or canceling them could help. Many Dutch doubt now that the upcoming royal visit should take place at all, he said. Another opportunity to bare teeth at Russia is the Sochi Olympics. Lucas urges Western countries to send athletes, but not government officials. They should also refuse to provide visas for Russian officials involved in all human rights violations. The United States Magnitsky List, named after an informant who died in prison in Russia after revealing a tremendous tax fraud, is a great example. The U.S. can now expand the list. Other countries can begin to apply it. Do not forget your cheese, summarized E. Lucas. We'll be back again soon. Now, here's one of those much more positive stories that we ought to accentuate more. You know that a Lithuanian won the 213,000 Nobel Prize for chemistry. He's a Litvak, a Lithuanian Jew. The minister, Lithuanian Minister of Foreign Affairs, Linas Linkevičius, sent a letter to Litvak Michael Levitt congratulating him on winning the Nobel Prize in chemistry. The minister invited Levitt, whose family came from Lithuanian western town of Plungė. Not only is he a Litvak, he's a Žemaitis. I would like to extend to you my sincere greetings for receiving the 2013 Nobel Prize in Chemistry, the highest science award of humankind. As the roots of your noble family lie in Lithuania, we are very proud of your lifetime achievement. Let me extend to you my highest admiration for your honest appreciation of your ties with Lithuania, Linkevičius wrote in his letter. I would like to stress that the cherishing and memorialization of the Litvak heritage is the fundamental element in creating Lithuania's future and development of Israeli-Lithuanian relations. Let me cordially invite you to visit our country, meet Lithuanian scientists, discuss possible cooperation. It will be my privilege to meet you in Lithuania. Levitt is a biophysicist and a professor of structural biology at Stanford University in Northern California. On October 9th, the Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences announced that Martin Karplus, Michael Levitt, and Adik Washel were the winners of the 2013 Nobel Prize in Chemistry for laying the foundation for the computer models used to understand and predict chemical processes. Congratulations to Michael Levitt. Well, have you been listening to the news the last couple of days? Apparently, somebody's been eavesdropping in on Angela Merkel's and other European officials' phones. Now, this isn't just like, hi, I have my official secret phone, and they got the numbers and listen, and these are personal cell phones, okay? Personal cell phone numbers that they have been allegedly listening into. Of course, everybody denies everything, so what are you going to say? Anyway, here's Lithuanian President Grybauskaitė's response. Grybauskaitė said she was glad about the European Union's politically moderate responses to reports on alleged spying by the United States of America. I am just glad that it was, as I might say, a politically moderate response from EU countries, Grybauskaitė told journalists after a meeting of the Foreign Council. The U.S. spying issue unexpectedly became one of the main points on the agenda of the Council's two-day meeting in Brussels. It appeared on the agendas following reports that the United States had bugged German Chancellor Angela Merkel's mobile phone and also listened to millions of phone conversations in France. EU leaders adopted a declaration that, quote, underlined the close relationship between Europe and the United States of America and the value of the partnership and, quote, expressed their conviction that the partnership must be based on respect and trust, including as concerns the work and cooperation of secret services. France and Germany called on Washington on Friday to adopt certain rules for intelligent action. According to Grybauskaitė, the spying scandal should not affect the U.S. and EU talks on a free trade agreement. With no doubt, the most important thing is to protect data of private persons, the privacy of European citizens, but we should remember that and also remember the issue of international terrorism and international security. The golden balance must be found, said the Lithuanian president. Now, if you were listening and paying attention, which I hope you were, it said that after the EU-US talks on a free trade agreement, do you realize the United States cannot export its natural gas or oil to Lithuania? Hear that? Okay? Lithuania is stuck buying its natural gas at 6 times market prices from Moscow. And the United States, which has a glut now, you heard of the Bakken field? We have 95% more oil than we had 5 years ago, and we're not allowed to sell it to a place like Lithuania. It is the stupidest, dumbest rule that we have on the books. Hopefully these trade talks take all that, take that into consideration, and by tanker, this can be floated over offshore to Lithuania and through terminals transferred onto shore, and again continue the march towards energy independence from the Soviet Union. Chevron and shale gas exploration on actual Lithuanian land notwithstanding. That'll come too. Mark my words. It will come too, and we will have what we need. But it's going to take time, and it's going to take pressure. And ladies and gentlemen, it's going to take you to get in touch with your representatives locally here in Lietuvių Bendruomenė and put the pressure on them to put the pressure on the people in Lithuania. You know, we're just about running out of time. I'm going to tell you honestly that we are running a deficit. We have no money. We need your help. We need your help to stay on the air. Please find it in your hearts and in your wallets to write us a check to Independent Lithuanian Radio here on KTYM 1460 on your AM dial. We hope you enjoy what you listen to. If you don't, tell us. As a matter of fact, I could use some help. Somebody want to do part of the show? Somebody want to editorialize every week? Someone want to do a little news story from Lithuania once every week or two? Please let me know. I'll be happy to put you on the air. But we need your money. It costs money to broadcast in this market. So please send your checks to Independent Lithuanian Radio, 2808 Santa Monica Boulevard, Santa Monica, California, 90404. And a quick word about the Lithuanian fundraising banquet last week at St. Casimir. I was not able to attend. I just asked a few people how it went, and frankly, they told me it was a little slower than usual. A little slower than usual, but ultimately did not sell out in advance, but ultimately the back tables were filled, and ultimately a successful fundraiser was held. Besides all the intrigue that seems to be whirling around St. Casimir's right now, the fact is it is still our cultural home, and we need to support it. So please remember that. And finally, remember that you can taste Lithuanian food products 365 days a year, because we're open every day except Christmas, 7 days a week, for your convenience at Eurodelimart Lituanica, 2838 Santa Monica Boulevard. That's 28 blocks from the beach on the corner of Santa Monica Boulevard and Yale in Santa Monica. This is Kęstutis Deividas for Independent Lithuanian Radio here on KTYM 1460 on your AM dial. Thank you, Acho, for tuning in. Bye-bye.